Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oh, I'm going to watch the police. I really love the...
I was going to ask him.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's a banger.
Who is this?
Motley Crue.
Def Leppard.
Whitesnake.
Sheryl Crow?
Oh, well, there's a
what
surprise.
What you know about Sheryl Crow?
More than you.
She does a Sunday night for NBC.
Like I said, I know more than you.
Who's that?
I don't know. So you're getting her confused with somebody.
You don't know the young lady that does the anthem for Sunday Night Football on NBC?
Please don't let it be her.
I think I'm right.
I thought you meant the Sunday news.
It's Carrie Underwood.
I hate to see it.
They all look
it's
alike.
It's like one of your Warrior takes.
Please. Oh, please. People coming for you today. They thought you was on the payroll.
And that's how I know I've been on the money.
Listen to
and
this.
You know what?
Yeah, hurry up.
For every one person that says fire Kerr, there's five people that are saying, what's
I'm
he supposed
saying,
to do
nah.
with this mess?
Well, speaking of which, who do you put this on? The Warriors.
Not Kerr.
They want consistency, right? But Steve Kerr has rolled out 15 different lineups this season.
He's relentless in his pursuit of
this,
the right lineup.
Extenuating circumstances, I understand. But nine different lineups the last nine games.
I have no idea.
He's trying everything, Goo.
But to the said players, is that help? Like,
He's using nine different lineups.
It's not what? Tryouts.
Yes, it is. That's the problem. It is.
It's not 27.
We don't, like.
I'm getting mad just thinking about
Goo,
it.
Goo, who would be in your starting five?
Thank you. Like, you tell me who Steve Kerr has to play on Thursday.
Right now with Evan.
Seriously.
I'm going to answer my brother's question.
Like, somebody better practice well. Maybe they can play.
Right now it's Melton, Steph.
He stunk last night, by the way.
He can only play 20 minutes.
He wouldn't have been in there last night.
My point is,
Melton stunk last night.
All right, but this is my five.
Okay, but he's going to start.
Yeah, Melton.
Okay, Melton's starting, even though he stunk.
I'm giving 30 days. This is my starting lineup in 30 days. Melton, Steph, Kuminga.
Draymond and Butler.
Draymond and Butler.
Oh, my God.
That's how I'm going down.
That's going to change everything.
Yep, I'm Denzel on flight. That's how I'm going down with the plane. There isn't... I know you guys are so what it's you I'm talking to, soap opera. You love drama that we can't talk about a player on the team that just got a contract in the offseason. Legitly, like he doesn't bring anything to the table on a good day. I'm just telling you.
Back to Kuminga.
The fact
here?
That he put another dollar in there.
Do that?
He needs to play on this team.
Who would you rather have, Jonathan Kuminga? That's a buck, or. City Sissoko.
I don't disrespect.
It's like the Kramer. Would you rather
just stop, Evan?
Jonathan Kuminga
or
Bill? Bill.
Dude,
I'd rather have Bill.
Stop, man.
Would you rather have Jonathan Kuminga or Jesse? I don't know what his last name is.
But
I love
just,
Kuminga.
Yeah.
Let's do him a favor. Let's do us a favor, and let's get him out of here in a month. Seriously, it's time.
I hope you're wrong about this will be his biggest payday. I think if he gets to the right location, there's something there.
If he gets a bigger payday, then the Warriors have made a big, big mistake.
I just, you know, we're talking about
this. Will you meet me halfway there?
Yeah, but okay. The POA defense is, it's everything right now. When you get old, you don't have it. I don't have it when I play. That's why I stay in the paint. Stoney, it's bad, man. Mm. What's the fix to that, the remedy to that? Turn that Blazer game on again. They were going, skedaddle. And we can do nothing.
And not one time through this entire 13 and 14 start has it crossed your mind. They might not be that good.
Well,
here's where you try to answer.
No. Hey. Oh, my God. This was the same thing last year. And with the moxie, the know-how, the pedigree, they got through it. And they were the defensive team in the second half. I just like, you're laughing.
I am.
I don't care.
Look at the schedule, for goodness sake.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
So they were playing lesser teams and trying harder, or they were just playing the same energy, but the team stuck. I'm not buying in. I get you. It was hey, you play who you play, but we saw the Warriors with effort. I'm not seeing that right now.
We also haven't seen them play a very tough schedule lately, right?
Wow, man. Evan, don't make it worse.
Well, I'm just saying.
And without many?
Yeah, I mean, they've caught some teams without their best players.
Milwaukee, here I go. Indiana.
Houston. Okay.
So this
Houston.
Is, this is what
Shepherd.
I mean. This is what I mean. You look at it as though, oh, another game where the star is out, and we end up losing because we probably let that. No, you didn't. Teams can beat you without their stars.
If
you're just going to go out there and play.
No, and it's no letdowns, because letdown is a list of excuses that all you guys have been talking about all year that told me. Stoney, they were in their own bed for how many days just this last week?
Sometimes you do get too comfortable then.
You told me practice is going to make them better.
It has. They were in two tight ball games over the weekend.
And they're in close now game, clutch games. What's the record? 5-9.
If you execute well, you're disciplined, that's the mindset that you need to have. And you gain confidence from that.
I have no idea.
And we haven't built that late game execution / confidence to this point.
The final
because
piece.
The guy
it's
that has
piece.
The ball more than Curry is a turnover machine at this point. But no, everybody's scared of him. Everybody's scared to approach Dre with a different role.
Says goo.
Oh, a lot of people. Yeah. And now you can't tell Jimmy shoot more because he might fly and go get pissed off. Like, that's what's really at the core or crux of my... I want to get in a position like that in life where people really want to tell you something, but you're so big as a personality, they're scared of the fallout.
Hey, you know what? I like to take your temperature every once in a while. So let's maybe revisit some things. Is Draymond Green declining?
Yes, okay. Rapidly.
Okay.
Yes.
But even as recently as an hour ago, you're saying, Stiney, he was a defensive player of the year candidate.
Those were just facts.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is Draymond Green declining?
Yes.
Then don't expect him to play better than he's playing now.
Even take care of the ball.
That's what's going to happen a lot.
Okay, hold on.
He's going to turn the ball over more.
Can I ask him or devise a scheme to where he's not?
What's he going to do?
No, you're right.
What else is he going to do?
Before that came out
my
mouth,
score.
I tried to catch it.
And by the way, miss me with, hey, he had 14 last night. They didn't guard him.
I'm crying,
I can't
so
do
I ain't laughing.
Anymore. I can't do this
anymore.
Hey, I
did catch that. As soon as it left my mouth.
I need a new market.
You wouldn't laugh
anywhere
else.
And going on up in sack. They need a dose of positivity up there.
They got to open it, too.
Let's go, do they?
Well.
Let's go to, tell you what, after watching 27 games of this, give me Zach LaVine. Let's go to Stevie in the Bay. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
You could trade for him.
Oh, man.
How you guys doing?
We trying to figure
doing
it
well.
Out, Stevie. Oh, man.
Well, I will start off with Kuminga.
Sweet.
I think he fooled everybody. Straight fool's gold into getting that contract, and he has not panned out. I think the practice that he's doing has shown no results, so he wasted his whole summer doing absolutely nothing. What I think the Warriors need to do is hire somebody like Lethal Shooter to show them how to shoot, because the Warriors player development is trash.
Who's Lethal Shooter?
Straight trash. The one guy who's making all these shots from mountaintops and all that type of stuff. Hire him. Spend money on him and hire him.
They may be, that may be some AI. Because he's making them from like the top of the Grand Canyon.
Yes. Hire him. Somebody of substance. Because the players that I heard you guys mention, their second string is trash. Including Kuminga.
Thanks, Stevie. I'm not a big fan of the word trash.
Well,
he's just hasn't found his place yet.
Saying that because I'm
in our league? Shut up, J.J. Redick. I don't need to hear his voice right now.
Did you hear the
first team all tool?
Did you see or remember the play? Steph got subbed out with like 5:16 left last night, and the Blazer fans were booing. They were booing like, dude's on a heater. Leave him in. I don't know, man.
What don't you know, buddy? Tell me.
Let me help you. I'm stealing from Dibs because I'll never get it. Where you draw the line in the sand of these are professional athletes, but the mental part of life in the game, they're robots, so it doesn't apply. But I am starting to make a case for some of these youngsters. If you keep getting jerked around, I know there's all stay ready. It's easy for the alphas to do that, the all-stars. But I am wondering and asking myself, am I being too hard on some of these youngsters who are getting their chain jerked around? And I think I owe $5, and Kuminga's at the top of that. As disappointed as I am after the five-game stretch, I'm asking you, with these 15 different lineups, as a younger player or other, can it mess up your groove? Or you could really tell me, Stoney, the barbershops would, or my... It's NBA basketball. Quit crying.
Yes, it's NBA basketball. Quit crying. But, you know, you look at it as, jerking in and jerking. It's the worst thing you can. No, it isn't. It's not the worst thing you can do. The worst thing you can do is give young players minutes they don't deserve. Like, that to me is worse than being hard on a guy.
Would you say Pods has gotten minutes that he hasn't deserved? I'm just asking you.
I think they all have. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? They all have. And Pods gotten more than the other guys because he loves them. And they got to play Draymond and Butler because everybody's afraid of them if they don't. And that's left Kuminga on the outside looking in. $5 super chat.
Oh, you got to read
Paul James Lopez. There is a Draymond problem. We can't keep running the offense through Draymond when we have Curry and Butler. It's diabolical what Kerr is doing.
But let's be honest now.
Or what is mandated.
Let's put the rats on the table, brought to you by ATCO. They don't want to face the other part of that, that if you tried to fix that.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody or limit it.
Did you want him to do that?
Well, it hadn't been like this now. But I'm realistic enough to know they're not going to poke the bear. There's two bears.
And
Jimmy the bear and Dre the bear.
And there it is. And that's all I've ever been saying for forever. It's like you've made your decision to go down this road. You made it. Nobody made it for you. You acquired 36-year-old Jimmy Butler to go along with 37-year-old Steph Curry to go along with 35 or 36-year-old Draymond Green.
But you still can coach him. You should be able to tell him, do this or Draymond and say, hey, we want less of this. You're messing up. Or Jimmy, we need you more to shoot. I get the road, but you didn't tell me we can't talk to him and take stuff away or just have a conversation about a different role. You know for a fact what I just said will never happen. Dre will never handle the ball.
We've been over this
less.
A million times. Okay. He has gone to the bench in the past.
But those have been extenuating circumstances.
Right, and so's this.
No, this is about poor performance.
It's so funny. Like, the organization is mandating they go down this road. Take it up with Lacob. But seriously.
People are saying, okay, we're on this road, but can we still do takeaway?
What?
Dre, you need to play. We need the ball out of your hands. Come off the bench. I know my answer, but if we're being real, those are avenues that any other team, if they weren't afraid of the players, would try to institute or talk to the player about doing. You guys, know I'm right.
Guy's 36 years old, and again, you know how the Warriors get better? If Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green stop playing like they've played the rest of their life, their whole lives.
Oh, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That was Niners. We got to go big Niners tomorrow.
We are. We'll do all Niners tomorrow.
But who saw these two losses? The Niners were supposed to be, and I'm not mad they're having success, but they were the team that had the injuries. They're about to be in the offs.
Who saw the Warriors losing to the Timberwolves, a team that beat them 4-1 last year, a team that is super athletic, much bigger than you.
Everybody's super athletic except us.
And you can't beat the Blazers. Okay. I don't know why you just don't get that through your head.
Dude, stop.
Like, there's a reason you can't beat Portland.
They lost 6-7.
But they have your number because they are athletic.
Oh.
And you know what else? Here's the other thing. The next time you ever tell me, Steiny, I think the Warriors have the league on notice. For what?
The Portland
Trailblazers were licking their chops last night.
We were up 5 with 2.5 left. We were up 10 with 9.
Okay.
The
you all want to hear this.
Steiny,
how come we're losing these leads? Well, it doesn't have anything to do with age. Nothing. There's no way they could be tired at the end of the games. No way. No chance. And clearly, one of the reasons they're not energetic at the start, it couldn't be because they've got older players. Like, well, none of this could be because they're older.
Well, I'm not saying this is how I want it. When them three were out, the energy was on as soon as the ball tipped.
Yep.
Energy was on 1,000.
Let's go to, Adam in the city. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Love the energy today. This might come up as a weird take. I just think it's sense of position, the lack of size, the turnovers that Draymond's doing. I mean, I honestly think that the best lineup and sense that could match size, because I was thinking in the Minnesota game the other night when I was watching that, when TJD was out there, the defense was better and the Warriors were winning. And then, of course, he gets pulled. Kerr puts back in Pods and everybody else he usually goes to, even though Pods flies at everything and can't guard. I honestly think that one of the better lineups defensively and that could solve height would be Curry, Richard, Butler, post as a 4 and TJD at the 5. That at least gives them two almost 7-footers. You still have the spacing with shooting, you know, because Richard has proven that he can play. He's just getting DMP. But I think, we're throwing everything at the wall right now, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you want to try to match something with size and that you can still shoot, why not play both big men like they do in Houston and see how that works out?
Because
you have two almost 7-footers.
I like that, man. I saw it, and Steiny, I was like, you know I'm a TJD guy. I'm not telling you he's Shaq, but he definitely could help this short team. And I saw that tandem. I had it written down. I hadn't gotten to it. But your thoughts on that with Post and TJD in there at the same time?
What happens if and when one of those guys have to guard somebody on the perimeter? And then, you know, this is a philosophical type of thing, but if I'm looking at the Warriors roster 1 through 15,
because you could go zone,
I would say Post. Yeah, but
all right, go
ahead. I would say Post is the 8th best player on the team, 7th, and TJD is the 10th best player on the team.
Okay,
so you're going to start your 7th and 10th best player together.
Well, forget the number at this point. You've gotten 15.
There's a point when a lack of talent will be more important than the fact that two guys are 6'10".
All right, listen, and I mean everything I'm about to give to you, Evan, and the listeners. I stood up for Will Richard. It wasn't me standing up for Will Richard like I was his parent. It was what he symbolized and what you went away from that has me scratching my head. But this is the greatest. I've saved it for last. How does Pat Spencer go from starting Friday night at home against Minnesota and get 6 minutes yesterday? How does Pat Spencer go from starting Friday night to getting 6 minutes yesterday? Well, I'm asking you.
Well, he wasn't good Friday night. In fact, he was pretty bad. So now we get into what the bottom line is. Are you going to live with Pat Spencer? Does Pat Spencer get to play like he does Friday, and then you just play him? What are you going to do? You can't reward it. Let's go to KC in Santa Rosa. Mild stomping grounds.
Yeah. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey.
I love the frustration of signing against Guru. I actually thought before your show today, I would love to keep track of every time Stani just blows up at something Guru says. And I don't think I'd be able to do it over the course of your four-hour show. I think the blame for me goes to Lakeup. Nobody really knows why Myers left. Nobody really knows why Jerry West left. I think it was the loud, increasingly loud voice of Joe Lakeup. He of the two timelines and light speed ahead. He wanted to keep Kuminga. He's in love with Pajemski. It's his players. It's his choices. It's his son who's head of player operations. Like, this is turning into a Jerry Jones situation where he built a big, big, shiny building, but he's also making all the tough decisions, and he doesn't have a basketball IQ, and I think it's starting to show in the roster that's being made.
Wow.
Thank you, Casey.
Let's hope he's wrong.
Appreciate the call.
And unlike Jerry, Stani, I know it's a while, but 2022 was just a few years ago. They hoisted up a chip, regardless if you think they thought they could win it or not.
Just not your job.
Just a quick reminder, it's 2025. Almost 2026. Kidding. It's almost 4 years ago.
But as far as
Draymond declined in the last 4 years?
Yes.
Okay.
But why would you stop there?
I'm not. I just started there. You want me to keep going?
Jimmy?
Has Curry declined?
Marginally. Yeah. Marginally.
He's averaging five more points than he did last year.
This dude's incredible. This is what makes
unreal.
Me get mad in Dub Nation.
Well, what do you think it does to Curry?
No, I'm wondering what Jimmy doesn't get. I'm watching this dude.
Jimmy gets it all. You don't understand. Like, you still.
Daddy, I swear to God.
You don't get Jimmy Butler, do you? Clearly.
Now.
You don't. You don't understand who this guy is. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. It's just, there's only one way to do things. Jimmy's way.
No, if Curry.
He defines what winning basketball is.
That's selfish, Donnie.
Hey.
But you might be
right.
Well,
then you know what? Look in the mirror and call it what it is.
For Kerr to jump in front of that locomotive this morning, you got the sound, you could play it again.
Which one?
The one about Jimmy.
Let's do it.
I got to devise a way to get him go. No, you don't, Steve.
Well, it's funny because everybody says he's not coaching.
Robinson.
So he's trying to coach Steve Kerr. But now you're saying don't coach.
This dude's headed to the Hall of Fame, Jimmy. He knows what he's doing. And you've been saying it since he came to town.
I'm going
to
say it. Is he a Hall of Famer, Jimmy Butler?
Oh, stop. In my book, he is.
Okay.
Evan, oh my God.
What do you think, Steiny?
I'd really need to pour
this
inside the numbers.
This is the Hall of Fame.
He didn't win at Marquette. That doesn't help.
Anyway, he's been to the finals twice, buddy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah. The one about, yeah.
I got you. You just want me to play this so you can make fun of Kerr. That's fine.
Yeah, I got to find a way to get him more into the groove of the game. You know, 11 shots. I mean, I don't know. I don't really consider, you know, Jimmy's game to be dependent on how many shots he gets. But we do need his scoring. We do need his playmaking. I thought we did a better job last year of putting in position to attack and create shots for people. We need to get back to that type of control of the game where, you know, we're going to him in the half court, especially when Steph's out, going to him in the half court, taking care of the ball, turning the other team over, controlling the game. And we're not there. We've had a few moments during the season, you know, but we're not able to consistently put the ball in Jimmy's hands and let him control games like we did at the end of last year.
Jimmy Butler better than Mitch Richmond?
Man, Stoney, that's a hell of a man.
What have I told you? They have the same resume.
I think Mitch Richmond got a ring in L.A., didn't he?
But yeah, he did. But come on, we're talking about prime.
So he's got him one ring to none.
But for you to ask that and not,
they're both good players.
Mitch Richmond's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So Jimmy's
going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, no doubt. All right, there we go.
Okay, fine. He's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Everybody gets in the Hall of Fame in basketball.
So why'd you ask the question? So why'd you ask the question then?
Because I wanted to see if some people would actually... look, in a real Hall of Fame, there'd be some question. But this is a fake Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Famers heard that, like, the newly ones.
Yeah, now the Hall of Fame doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if Dick Vitale heard.
Speaking of wit. Oh, I'll save it for the other side. We're up against it.
Oh, yeah, we are. Holy Toledo. Okay. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
It affects performance.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, Guru, I talk
to me.
I was with some buddies yesterday playing golf.
Yeah.
And, my buddy
What'd you shoot?
91.
Hey.
Tied for fifth out of 16 guys.
That's how you finished. I have my own metric. 91. Okay, go ahead.
Guru. If there's one thing you need to understand about golf, it's that different courses are harder than other courses.
Gotcha.
So if I were to go play Pebble Beach, I would try to break 100 because it's a really hard course.
I'm feeling that.
And I could, if I go to Pebble Beach and shoot a 94, you might be like, you know what you'd say? That's nasty. But it's actually a hell of a round
at
Pebble Beach.
All right.
So it's like Purdy in the rain.
I know where he's going.
Anyway, my buddy Dave said he really got a kick out of some things that were said on Friday. He thought it was a hoot that your dad texted you and said, what are you doing?
Apparently,
you know, I forgot, but I talked about how I would have been a really good priest. I could have been a priest.
We laughed at that.
Many thought I had a calling. And I could do it. So let me just do something for you right now. God, grant me this serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
This is incredible.
The courage to change the thing I can and the wisdom to know the difference. You can't change the age of Draymond Green and Steph and Jimmy Butler. You can't.
But you gotta have the wisdom to know you can't change that. And I'm not
out of your control.
What I want is the people at their workplace to tell them and not be afraid to tell them we need you to do a different role.
You know,
one we need more, and the other we need less. That's all I ask for, Dub Nation.
You ever notice I have an answer for everything?
I have not really.
No, I do. So
you lean on Evan more than anybody.
So let me get this straight.
Everything.
You know, they get Jimmy Butler, and for months.
Oh, it was incredible.
Oh, boy. Look at, we got two dogs. We got two alphas. We got Jimmy Butler and Draymond. They are, nobody messes with our big dogs. No, they are just alphas. Then don't acquire guys that you can't coach. You see what I'm saying? Then don't acquire them.
That's all the more reason to make me feel like he can do more. It's not his
age. Can.
No, he can't.
He would if he could or if he wanted to.
I want somebody, I'm going to text Nick, just ask him. There's some saying that you could do more offensively. He's going to lose it. He did last year when he says he did it in a, like an emperor type of way. Those peasants tell me how to play basketball. I know how to play.
By the way,
yeah.
Why wasn't LeBron? He should have been. He made contact with an official.
I've never seen nothing even just flash like that. You crashed out. He's the king.
He's touching refs
in different ways.
Uh-oh. Oh, I just saw Steph. I was just through.
He's on a heater.
Yeah.
They can't win a game Friday night. Oh, that hurt.
Why? Timberwolves are good, buddy. Finchie had a little something up his sleeve for Spencer. Did you notice?
I couldn't believe he was starting.
Dude.
Chris Finch went into that game and said, Pat Spencer will not beat us tonight.
Or the length and athleticism, maybe he had something to do with it.
Let's go to the manly man in San Francisco. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Going well.
Good. Yeah, you know, people aren't going to want to hear this, but I really personally believe that Kerr is part of the problem.
Okay.
But that's for another day. But they do need to get length and athleticism in the same pairing. And you have Ja Morant and LaMelo Ball. Both values are very, very low right now. And both of those players would give us an attacking point guard that can kick out and help us all the way around. And since Ja's value is so low right now, you could pair him with JJJ, two draft picks, and trade him for those two players, and that would help solve both of our problems of length and athleticism. And we have too many turnovers. That's the key to all of our problems. One-handed pass, not looking to where you're throwing, throwing to a spot that nobody's at. I mean, Draymond had like five or six turnovers in the first half.
Yep. And then four or five more in the second.
Younger.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Okay.
I would love Jared Jackson Jr. at this point.
Dream on.
Ain't the first time. Man.
Actually, Evan, we buried one of the leads today.
What happened? Let me think.
Evan made it clear. You know, I heard Ja's name. And I know I could hear the collective Bay Area say, no, yeah. Evan said, Curry's a two guard. He's a shooting guard now. He can't play point.
He did start next to Pat Spencer on Friday.
Man, I'm out on Joe.
By the way, when people say this team's got to be less Steph-centric, what does that mean?
Who's ever said that?
I've heard it. That's what a lot of people are saying. Like, when they want some drastic change between the way the team plays when Steph plays when he doesn't.
It's like telling the Jackson 5 we want less Michael. No, he is the Jackson 5. You just want people to carry their notes. And right now, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and the others, their heads are just spinning. Jimmy thinks he's playing okay. He's not, because he can do more. It's a compliment.
I have no idea.
Dude, Steve Kerr, I got to be honest, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, go ahead, rip him, but you don't want to make the tough decision.
So we all make
a tough decision or keep it shut.
We all fell in love with Will Richard. Now
who
he's not
did?
Starting.
I can't
Spencer was
this.
Building momentum 6 minutes. Lack of athleticism is a problem. JK, you sit. You're not playing at all. We don't need you. We've been waiting 2 months for Seth Curry. Seth. And now the dude can't get in the game.
Okay.
Evan,
so,
just,
guru,
just, those are
guru.
Things that I can't, what?
So, Guru, do you, like, just ignore me? Do you just ignore
never,
me?
Never, never.
Every time Seth Curry's name got mentioned before he came onto this team, I said, I don't know what his role's going to be. Who's he going to play for?
I heard
How's
that.
He going to get consistent minutes?
And then he has a game where we're waiting for nothing.
That was one game.
Okay, Steve. But where's the second game? He was in Philly for.
Keep begging for marginal players like Spencer and Moody and Richard.
They're on the team.
Right. And that's why you're 13-14. Let's go to Patrick in South City.
Oh, man.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
Good, hanging in there.
Good.
Listen, a couple things. If last night was any indication, or if there was any indication at all that Steve Kerr needs to just step away, last night was it. And here's a couple of reasons why. All right. First of all, Portland has beat us twice by shooting almost 50% from the three-point line for a team that's like 27th in the league for three-point shooting. So if logic tells you if the first two games they devastated us by shooting threes, why in the world didn't he make an adjustment last night to push those guys off the three-point line? If you push them off the three-point line and they go in and they make a two-pointer, God bless them. But they should not, no way on this planet, have had the ability last night to shoot so many threes. That was the first thing that struck me. Number two, they're a very athletic team, and the one real athletic guy, Kuminga, we have on this team, who you're paying $25 million a year, is riding the bench.
Yeah.
Because Kerr doesn't like him. You know, it just this guy's coaching on and on just baffles me. For 5 years now, since we won in 2022, and we won that because Steph went crazy like a maniac in that series, he has failed to see what the NBA has evolved into, and he refuses to make those adjustments. If your guys are not shooting threes, the reason why Butler's not scoring is because everybody's slinging threes. And on the nights where your team is not making threes, you sit them down, you tell them, guys, we're not hitting the threes tonight. Don't keep shooting them. Go down to Butler. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, when you throw him the ball down line, down low, he scores most of the time, or he gets free throws. So nobody should be surprised why Butler's not earning his $60 million right now, because he's not getting the ball. So I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Well, I agree with a lot that you're saying, Carl.
Portland is not a good three-point shooting team, but that doesn't matter if they do what they did last night. I mean, honestly,
they're younger than us. That's what Portland. That's the rat on the table.
The bottom line is, if you take away their 3-point shooting, they're just going to go by you.
Why? And they were doing both.
Then they go by you, and they can either kick out for a three, which happened.
They're not afraid.
Seemingly
of us.
Happened 5 times in the last 5 minutes.
We've had G Leaguers in for who was the dude for Indiana or Milwaukee. Other guys are not afraid to put it on the floor and come at us.
Exactly. Right.
It's just, wow.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
When? Thursday?
I'll get some practice under them this week. And hopefully they'll get Horford back on Thursday. Pat in Foster City. Hey, Pat. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Happy Monday.
Same to you.
You know, a couple things. Couple things. One, you know, everyone talks about the bench, you know, the bench, you got to get better or whatever. And, you know, most teams, when you talk about the bench, they're talking players 6 through 8 through 9. You know, that's kind of what bench means to most teams. I think for us, when we think about the bench, I think we need to think about it as like 4 through 6, because I think our problem isn't so much the bench, is that, and you said this before, there's just not much difference between 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. They're all – so we need to get better if we're going to have the quote-unquote big three. We got to get better at the 4 and the 5.
I would agree with that.
Starting lineup. Forget about the bench. So that we got to get better, because right now it's just like roll the dice and choose some 6 or 7 guys. Secondly, and kind of related to that, you know, people criticize the bench for not being consistent. But when's the last time any of these guys got consistent minutes? I mean, how can you be consistent if you're in one game and out the next? And, you know, it's impossible to be consistent if you don't even have to be consistent.
Yeah. Hey, you're breaking up a little, Pat, but good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody thought of something like this? I just thought of this. So you have your big three, Butler, Draymond, and Curry.
It's not a big three anymore.
Okay, but whatever. Those are your three.
Yours.
No, but those are the guys that you knelt down to.
Yeah.
Those are the guys who run the team. And those are the guys that we just, three Hall of Famers. Yeah, they are. Okay, the three Hall of Famers.
Untouchables.
Yeah, but isn't it funny? As great as they are, you have to be careful of the personnel you put around them. See, that doesn't lead me to believe they're like superstars. Because if you play Butler and Green and Steph, you can only play two guys who can shoot the ball with them. How come? because they got two guys who can't shoot the ball, or at least who will be made to prove they can shoot the ball. So even though Butler, Green, and Curry are incredible and the heart and soul of the team, you got to be, you can't just throw anybody in with them. You can't.
Well, that's where coaching comes into play and philosophies and things of that nature. But, I mean, man, you may have had a line just a second ago about practice, and they got 4 3 days off. Stoney, this thing could get ugly faster than it looks right now. And I just need to know from Warrior fans or maybe the team, the players, I'm being real. It doesn't even matter at this point. Because Portland symbolizes, I thought they were going to win just by showing up because Portland had beat them two times before and Dre was coming back. But if I can't, like, when can we count on this Warrior team? Like, I didn't expect.
What do you mean count on them?
We're one under. I mean, is this thing going to 2, 3, 4, 5 under? Like,
maybe.
If, and I'm being real, and I've brought his name up a million times. If Jimmy Butler doesn't change and is not more aggressive, and nobody's going to tell him or even try to check him or just paint a picture of why they think he needs to be more aggressive offensively. And Steph, we expect this night in, night out. You really could get the biggest, and I know you don't want it. We'll call it the Olympics. Forget the victory lap. But if this – now we're staring this team not good enough to qualify to do anything. And when you got two dudes top five in the payroll, and one of them's earning his bread and the other's not.
Coming around to see. This is a tough, quick fix.
Like, I am really over here disappointed thus far.
Like, if you, I mean.
No, seriously.
If you have Butler, like, if you have three so-called stars, Butler, Steph, and Draymond. But no, this is at the heart of it. The best players on other teams elevate their role players. This team, in a crazy kind of way, Steph doesn't really fit here, but they need their role players to elevate their stars, it feels like. And that's where I think we got a little bit of a problem. Like, a star can play with anybody and help make anybody better, but it feels like these three need guys to make them better.
Well, these two, it ain't Steph.
Well, they gotta make up for Steph when he doesn't play.
Yeah.
They've got to figure out at this point, one out of every three games, they've got to figure out how to get 30 points because Steph's not playing.
Yeah.
Like, that's a factor inconsistency of this team.
Yeah, no doubt, but we're doing Steph a disservice, and you think I got Steph Curry underwear, I don't. But Stoney, when he's playing.
Right, when he's playing.
And the way he's playing this year is damn near incredible.
So this is unfair, though. This is unfair.
For what part?
He misses 9 games.
Right.
Okay? And then he plays 18 games. And because he plays great, everybody's got to be better those nights. What about when he doesn't play? Like, that impacts the team also.
Right. But when he comes back, it's 49 points, 39 points.
Exactly.
Dre comes back.
So you tell me.
And in game one, 8 turnovers. Okay.
So how do you develop any consistency when a guy comes back to your team?
Well, that's on the coach. You should have depth. That's why you got 15 guys on
the
roster.
On Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's not job isn't to
He can't isn't even to figure out the rotation deep. Yet. No, I'm just saying. He's talking that talk. Like, I can't be mad at Steph because he missed games and he was legitimately hurt.
Well, Steph Curry missing 9 games is one of the reasons you're 13-14.
But
would you agree with that?
They're 500 with him and without him.
Okay.
So you're 4-5 without him, and you're 9-9 with him.
Okay.
Being 500 without Steph isn't a problem. I think a lot of teams aren't as good without their star.
I actually disagree. Because the difference when Steph Curry plays a game for the Warriors to when he doesn't play a game for the Warriors, I think it's the most drastic difference that any team's got to play under when they're missing their best player.
But
like,
so you're saying you
changes.
Should be better without him?
No. What I'm saying is, I believe if, you know, he's missed 9 games, maybe he'll play 20 of the next 21, but that's one of the reasons consistency has been an issue, because some games you're coming in with knowing Steph's going to get you 30, And other games, you're coming in like, where are we going to make up those 30 points? Who's going to score? So guys are, when Steph doesn't play, everybody's got to come out of their role a little bit.
But I think the point is, when he returns, you should know what the plan is. And it feels like they don't, which is why they're 500 with him on the floor.
He has no...
What's the plan? Like, the plan was, like, last night they win that game if other guys play better.
Where's everybody else?
Yeah, I think that's a matter of guys got to play better. And maybe one of the reasons they're not playing better is because they can't... They don't have a lot of consistency when Steph doesn't play.
But
it's like,
to Evan's point, they're 500 when he doesn't play, and they have that runway to do what you're saying.
And what I would say is, if you really were playing more consistent when he played and when he didn't, you'd be better. You wouldn't just be 500 both ways. You would have figured out a way to be 5-4 when he doesn't play and 11-7 when he plays instead of 9-9. Let's go to finish up with Steve in San Mateo. Hey, Steve. What's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So I have, how are you guys doing? This is a great show. So I have a couple of observations about last night or in general. Bob Fitzgerald always talks about, you know, Portland is the second worst three-point shooting team. And every time they play us, they're like over 500 on threes. And the reason is the size we got. So we have no center in the middle. So all their guards will do everything. Every other team will do it. Go right into the middle. And we have no shot blocking threat. And they kick out. They kick out. Our defenders are 4 or 5 inches shorter than the shooter. So the shooter becomes all Kevin Durant. They have no threat of have the shot blocked. So that's why. So we got a fundamental issue with this team is no size.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, and you know what else? They don't have size in the backcourt.
Well, hello.
So contesting threes may be another issue.
I'm down again.
Oh, boy.
Not that type down, Evan, but yeah.
No.
Dub Nation is too.
I mean,
I'm watching the postgame shows. I'm watching everybody.
I didn't watch last night's postgame show. How about... what were they talking about? How's Mully doing?
Mully's doing good, but he was just, they're just basically talking about, you know, the rotations, the defense is not there in Portland owning them, and they brought up the loss Friday night. And basically, I'm paraphrasing, the chef needs some help.
That's been kind of a theme.
Well,
I mean, it just has.
So, Lego.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Got to get on it.
What can't do anything now. Or would you move, like, just throw me a trade without Kuminga for the next month? Because you got to wait to move. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, but what I'm getting scared about is you're more than one move away.
Well, you
that's what DeVone was saying.
You could trade a few of these guys for something. The guys ain't playing.
DeVone doesn't think they're one move away.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Whoa, Evan. I didn't make any reference to that.
That was a goo original. Oh, boy. It's like, see, that's scary. I've never looked at you and Evan and said that.
What?
One move ain't good enough. Like,
well,
they
might
more.
Be a Giannis away, but.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, a realistic move.
You'll be all right.
Lack of athleticism. No,
we were saying this last year, too.
I know.
We waited a month for Seth Curry. He don't play.
But then they found a move, and then they turned it around.
Spencer was building momentum 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Will Richard, we all were gravitating.
You do realize guys like Spencer.
I don't get it.
I'm not going to do it.
What you got?
I had something.
Well, you said last week you were rooting for me real quick for fantasy. I pull off the We Believe 1 vs. 8. You haven't said congrats, Goo. Evan has. Sent me a personal text. So now that was just lip service. You didn't want me to win.
You gave up the goods before the show. You're not happy. Okay? Let's cut to the chase. Would you rather have the Cowboys win in real life and your fantasy football team struggle, or your fantasy football team wins it like you're doing this year, but the Cowboys stink? And he said, I would want the Cowboys to be good.
I think everyone would.
It's all right.
You always pick your team over fantasy.
And he looked at me and smiled like,
I tell you what, I don't care if the Eagles go 0-17 if I win a fantasy league.
And that's just,
well, that's because they're not your team.
No doubt.
That's my point. There aren't many teams. All right. Crossover coming up next.
Fellas.
That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California.
Hey, covering Bay Area sports for as long as I have, I've seen athletes go through it all. The highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, and when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win. Millions have been recovered for clients across the region, and it's why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.